May 12, 1917. One who doubts about the love of Jesus saddens him. Since my always lovable Jesus had not come, and I was very afflicted, while I was praying, a thought flew into my mind. Did the thought ever come to you that you might be lost? I never really think about this, so I remained a bit surprised. But good Jesus, who watches over me in everything, immediately moved in my interior and told me, "My daughter, this is true strangeness, and which saddens my love very much. If a daughter said to her father, 'I'm not your daughter. You will not give me a share of your inheritance. You don't want to give me food. You don't want to keep me in your house.' And she torments herself and sends out laments. What would the poor father say? Strangeness. This daughter is crazy." And with all love, he would say to her, "But tell me, if you're not my daughter, whose daughter are you? How is this? You live under my same roof. You eat at my same table. I clothe you with my money, earned with my own sweat. If you're ill, I assist you, and I procure the means to heal you. Why then do you doubt that you're my daughter?" With more reason, I would say to one who doubts about my love and feared that she might be lost, "How is this? I give you my flesh for food. You live completely of my own. If you are ill, I heal you with the sacraments. If you are stained, I wash you with my blood. I can say that I am almost at your disposal, and you doubt? Do you want to sadden me? Tell me then. Do you love someone else? Do you recognize some other being as another father, since you say that you're not my daughter? And if this is not, why do you want to afflict yourself and sadden me? Aren't the bitternesses that others give me enough? You too want to put pains in my heart.